Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. What type of car do you drive? Until just recently, I had a Chevy Trailblazer from 2003. It was a pretty reliable vehicle until it started giving me loads of problems. So I finally traded that vehicle in for a 2013 vehicle, and that one seems to be working so far pretty good. You may not know this, but there are some cars that are extremely expensive. Cars can actually cost not just thousands of dollars, but hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are some cars so expensive that they even cross the $1 million mark. And some celebrities and athletes purchase these vehicles for their own pleasure. Just imagine if you were a millionaire. What type of car would you drive? Would you keep the same vehicle you have now? Or would you trade it in for something better? Probably goes without saying that 99% of the people who suddenly come into money would trade in their vehicle and get something better. That's just basically what people do. Well, imagine being a millionaire and keeping the same car that you have now. Worse than that, imagine being a millionaire and driving a car that breaks down on you over and over. If we can truly imagine that, then we are starting to place ourselves in Jesus' sandals. Jesus, the Lord of glory, rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Not even a donkey, but on a colt. The foal of a donkey, meaning a young, untrained donkey. A donkey that still follows behind its mother. Jesus could have rode into Jerusalem on a stallion, or an Arabian horse. But no, he chose a lowly animal. He sat on it and rode into Jerusalem. Why would Jesus do those things? It was prophesied by Zechariah that Israel's king would come gentle and lowly, riding on a donkey, on the colt, a foal of a donkey. We don't know much about Zechariah, but we do know that he was the son of Berechiah and the grandson of Iddo. Zechariah was a contemporary of those other prophets, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Haggai. After the Edict of Cyrus, when Jews were allowed to return home to rebuild the temple, Zechariah himself actually went back with the group to rebuild the temple. The name Zechariah means "the Lord remembers." And Zechariah lived up to his name, because he reminded the people that the reason for their captivity in the first place was because of their sin and their rejection of the Lord and the breaking of his covenant. But just as the Lord remembers his law, he remembers the promises that he makes. The Lord promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be good and faithful to their descendants. And so the Lord remembered those promises which he made. And through the mouth of Cyrus, through the edict that Cyrus gave, those descendants were allowed to go home and rebuild the temple dedicated to the Lord. Zechariah encouraged the people to look with joy to the future, to know that their king would come. But he also showed them what type of king he would be. No, it's not a king hell bent on power and destruction. Not a king hell bent on acquiring wealth for himself. But a king who is so gentle and lowly that he would even condescend to sit on a donkey. A colt, the foal of a donkey. Hundreds of years later, Jesus fulfilled that prophecy, and he rode into Jerusalem on that donkey, showing what type of king he is, what type of kingdom he was establishing. As you know, a donkey is a beast of burden. It's not an animal that's used at times of war. Many years ago, the donkey was actually known as a symbol for peace. A symbol for peace because if the person riding that donkey did anything, they could not have a quick escape because donkeys don't move that fast. They could not ride into battle for war because donkeys are not designed for that. So a person riding on a donkey was showing, I do not come to make war, but I come in peace. Jesus was establishing his kingdom of peace. And as you know, he's called the Prince of Peace through the mouth of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus fulfilled that prophecy, and he put in place all those things that God had in store. If you remember from that section we just read from Zechariah, the Lord says he will cut off the horse and the battle bow, meaning that wars will come to an end. Jesus would proclaim peace, and his peace would rule over all things from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. The river Euphrates was known as the easternmost part of that promised land that God gave the children of Israel. The Lord was saying this peace would extend from God's people out into the world. Jesus going into Jerusalem, preparing himself for what he knew would happen in just a few days. He knew that he was preparing himself for that cross, which was waiting for him at the end of the week. As we focus on Palm Sunday, you'll remember that palms were strewn on the ground. They would lay down their cloaks so that the donkey could pass over them. That was their way of saying, this is our King. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Days later, they would crucify their King. May we remember what Jesus has done for us. The peace that he has established between us and God. The peace that he gives us in our hearts, regardless of the circumstances that surround us. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, rode into Jerusalem for you, for me, for all people. He came to establish a peace between the world and God. which only he could do. As we see Jesus riding on a donkey, we are to imitate Jesus. No, we don't have to sell our vehicle and go to the junkyard and buy a different one. But we are to be gentle and humble in heart. Jesus, the King of Peace, teaches you and me humility. How we are to live before God. Not with pomp and circumstance. Not thinking that we are greater than others. But humbling ourselves. Placing ourselves underneath our Lord. Underneath His law. And even humbling ourselves to others. May this message comfort you and strengthen you during the week ahead. As you remember, on this day many years ago, Jesus rode triumphantly into Jerusalem. But his kingdom is not one that is likened to a kingdom in this world. Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of peace. Peace be unto you and yours. Amen.